A Florida teenager sentenced to life in prison for killing a playmate when he was 12 years old may soon be released. Lionel Tate was convicted of beating to death a 6-year-old girl in 1999. An appeals court overturned that conviction last month. Now, state prosecutors have put back on the table a plea bargain offer that could have Tate out of prison in weeks. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Lionel Tate is now a lanky 16-year-old who spends his days at a maximum security juvenile facility in Okeechobee, Florida. He's been there for nearly 3 years, serving a life sentence for the stomping and beating death of a family friend, 6-year-old Tiffany Eunuch, in 1999. The sentence sparked a national debate on the treatment of juvenile offenders. That debate took a turn last month when a state appeals court said Tate, just 14 at the time of his trial, didn't have the competency to make informed decisions about his defense and granted him a new trial. In response, state prosecutors are now saying that if Tate pleads guilty to second-degree manslaughter, he'll be given just 3 years in jail. It's exactly the same deal Tate and his mother, Kathleen Grosset Tate, rejected 3 years ago, before his trial. Reached briefly on the telephone, Grosset Tate indicated that this time they're going to accept, though not without some misgivings about letting her son plead guilty.
You know what? I sort of have mixed feelings right now. Because there's a lot going on, and I'm just trying to put everything together, and, you know, it's
Richard Rosenbaum, Lionel Tate's attorney, says the deal is actually something called a guilty best interest plea.
Which is a type of plea allowed under Florida law, which allows him to say, I'm pleading guilty because it's in my best interest to plead guilty, but also allows him to maintain his innocence.
If the judge accepts the agreement, and if the time that Lionel Tate served before his trial is added to the 33 months he's already completed, he could possibly be out of jail as early as January 26th, Rosenbaum said.
Lionel's looking forward to moving on with the next stage of his life.
What is that going to entail?
That will entail being on house arrest for a period of up to a year, followed by up to 10 years of probation. And while he's doing that, he'll also be performing hours of community service and receiving psychological counseling.
News of the deal delighted juvenile justice advocates in Florida. Jack Levine is a longtime children's issues advocate and former director of Florida's Voices for Children. He says the case shows that Florida's tough juvenile justice system, which can allow young offenders to be sentenced to life in prison or even death, can still come up with satisfactory results.
What we are dealing with when it comes to the prosecution of young people is we have to have a whole lot of smart people doing smart things. Unfortunately, that was not the case 3 years ago, and now it seems to be clear and convincing that this is the right way to go.
Attorneys on both sides of the issue say the plea agreement could be signed as early as next week. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.